Welcome to Broncos TV Live, presented by Microsoft, proud sponsor of the NFL.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live pregame show. The Broncos are back at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Players have made their way into the stadium, and if you're watching us on the video board here or on DenverBroncos.com, we have a great show on tap. Hello, I'm Phil Milani here with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason as the Broncos get set to face the 49ers here this afternoon. Let's start with the man who is making his first start at the NFL level. Matt, that's Trevor Siemian.
Trevor Siemian played great last week, 7 for 12, 83 yards, an 81.2 quarterback rating. You know, not enough can be said for how tough of a job he had last week, being able to warm up, have to then stop, watch Mark Sanchez take his reps, and then get into the game while most of his first-line teammates have already gotten two, three series in. I thought he did fantastic, finding Jordan Taylor a couple of times, Cody Latimer as well. So I thought overall with what he was given, fantastic.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez started that game against the Bears. Now it's Trevor Siemian's shot here tonight against the 49ers.
Well, yeah, remember, they're co-number ones, and they've been listed as co-number one quarterbacks since the first depth chart came out just under 2 weeks ago. So it's only fair, I think, to give Trevor Siemian this shot. You're listing them as co-number ones. They've split the reps not only in training camp, but during OTAs they've split reps. So it's good to see Siemian get that game time shot. You know, it's a preseason game, but I think it means a lot more to him.
Yep, the Siemian will get the start here tonight, but Sanchez will also get some times with the ones. Both quarterbacks expected to play about a quarter and a half. And while it's a competition out here on the field, off the field, they're rooting for each other.
Trying to take it day by day. It's obviously really competitive here with the Niners in today, which was fun. But just taking it day by day, and at this point in camp, you're so used to banging on each other for these last couple of weeks. It's good to get some fresh faces in here and go against some bad guys and see what you got.
I think we're rooting for each other, to be honest, and I think it's hard for people on the outside to see that. But, you know, the best guy will play, and you just keep putting your best foot forward and making good throws and good decisions. But as soon as I go out, I'm rooting for Trevor, especially on a day like today, you know, where you get to play somebody else. You want to see him do well. You want to see him move the ball down the field, and he has. He's done great, and so has Paxton.
Interesting to see Mark Sanchez there say that Paxton Lynch has been playing well, and it seems like head coach Gary Kubiak certainly agrees.
Yeah, he's praised Paxton Lynch's play from the last couple of practices, and really, it's interesting how a lot of Lynch's best work so far has been against other teams. You look back last week against the Bears, he played the entire second half, only had one incompletion, and then he comes out against the 49ers, has some good work, really, you know, only one interception over the 2 days. Some good growth from him. He's continuing to make good decisions, take the run when it's there. It's good to see him progressing.
Yeah, only threw seven passes against the Bears, but one incompletion, 74 yards. Not bad for his first time out.
No, you said it, and I think based on the way the score fell, he wasn't asked to do too much just because of the 22-0 deficit that the Broncos had already amassed at that point. I also think that when he did get settled in, took a couple of sacks early, but I thought he did very, very well that late third, early fourth quarter. Very fluid, very composed, and it's showing. I think that Paxton even said it this week, that he is starting to see things slow down much more at this level.
You know, like I said, when I first got out here, it was, you know, spinning and it was moving so fast for me, but you know, it's getting to the point where I can hear the play call and slow it down a little bit and get in the huddle and, you know, kind of move past some things quicker. I mean, just to, you know, keep pushing. Every rep's not going to be perfect, obviously, but you can strive for it. So, you know, that's what I kind of do, come out here and get the reps how I get them and try to execute as best as I can, no matter who I'm with.
And we weren't the only ones that were very impressed with the way Paxton played last week and this week. Head coach Gary Kubiak, in his press remarks this week, went out of his way to praise the young quarterback, saying he really, really looked good.
Yeah, all three guys look like they made big strides this week, especially during two very competitive practices against these 49ers.
Yeah, and not only very competitive, but it's a chance to see some different looks, especially the Broncos defense gets to see a team that runs a lot of zone read options. So, you know, it forces you to do some different things, forces you to stay disciplined defensively. And frankly, with Carolina coming in week one, it's good practice to get ready for Cam Newton and those guys.
Yeah, 49ers coming off a 5-11 season, but there's a lot of hope now with Chip Kelly and company coming in this year. And they talked earlier this week about the advantages of spending this week with the Broncos.
It's a great team. They know how to practice. They know how to play. They know how to win. And us being a young team and us trying to get to that point, just being able to come out here for these 2 days and practice with them, it's going to pay dividends for us.
You know, getting a chance to play against a team that won it all, I mean, that's always a great thing. And, you know, always get work against a different team, a different atmosphere, you know, seeing what they like to do on offense. Allows us to work our coverages and things like that. So it's always good to, you know, get some work against other teams.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's the defending Super Bowl champs right there. So we get to go against them a couple times this week. So that'll be good for us. And, you know, we can carry that on over into the season, and that'll be good for us.
The competition level is, you know, is the highest it gets. You know, these are the defending Super Bowl champions, you know what I'm saying, the best of the best. So, you know, you got to bring your game. And then coming to Denver, playing in the altitude, you know, that's only an extra advantage.
So a few very competitive practices there with the 49ers earlier this week, and you heard from Tony Gerard Eddy at the end there. We have a segment with him and Von Miller coming up later in the show that you won't want to miss.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why it was so competitive this past week was because of that Broncos secondary. And blinders, goggles, oven mitts aren't really accessible on a football field, but when we come back, we will tell you why they are instrumental for the no-fly zone. That's next.